live, you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Coming up, illegal taxis. But first, we go to Jarvis in Pennsylvania on the AMP line. Hello, Jarvis.
Hey, guys. I'm calling in because I want to take Ian to task a little bit on his characterization of Murray Rothbard.
Okay.
A couple of times lately, people have called in recommending various books by him, and Ian, you kind of dismiss him as being an intellectual that, you know, you have trouble reading intellectuals because you went to government school and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah, I don't know anything about Murray Rothbard. I've never read any of his stuff, so I can't really comment exactly on it.
You disparage him anyway, which I think is totally unfair.
Well, no, I just kind of disparage academics in general.
Well, he disparages reading. Is what he does.
No, I like to read. I've got books.
And
owning of books doesn't mean you like to read.
Sometimes you said, well, I can't read intellectuals. You should read someone like Mary Ruart. And I love Mary Ruart, but she's much more intellectual than Murray Rothbard.
Oh, really?
I think you're doing your listeners a disservice by putting in.
Well, there you go. Murray Rothbard has Jarvis's recommendation.
Absolutely. Ethics of Liberty, Man, Economy, and State are both very, very readable. And excellent book. I don't necessarily think that you necessarily need to read him. I think you'll agree with everything he says. And, you know, I think you should read people you disagree with and you learn something. And so I don't think you're going to learn much from Murray Rothbard. But a lot of your listeners would. And I think you should, give them that chance.
There you go.
I'm reading Henry Hazlitt's Economics in One Lesson right now.
That's another excellent one. I really like his work as well.
Yeah, I think it really boils it down because everything is about so many things are about economics. I guess you can't say everything, but so many things are about economics, and it explains life, and people simply don't understand it.
It's true. I found that one a little bit dated nowadays. He read it back when Keynesian economics was much more popular and kind of everyone believed in it.
But everybody does believe in it.
Kind of anti-Keynes. But yeah, like you said, it's still relevant today.
Are you telling me that you think that economics today is not Keynesian?
Well, it's not phrased in those terms. You're right. I mean, a lot of people do use kind of the Keynesian thoughts, but the way Henry Hazlitt kind of frames it, I don't know. I found it a little bit dated, but no, it's still
I see what you're saying, but just because you don't use terms like proletariat and bourgeoisie doesn't mean that the socialists haven't taken over our government. Either. So, I mean, you know, Marxian and Keynesian economics are what we teach, what Americans teach our kids are getting taught at school.
That's true. Absolutely.
Jarvis, any other thoughts tonight?
No, that was it tonight.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. There's so many sources out there for liberty-oriented reading material. It can almost be hard to choose. Whereas 30 or 40 years ago, you'd be lucky if you knew which books to go and read to find out about liberty. So it's a good problem to have.
There's a lot out there.
800-259-9231. Nick, do you have any favorite liberty books?
Not off the top of my head. I can't pick a favorite. I would not recommend Road to Serfdom by Hayek. I personally didn't like it. I thought it was kind of dry and academic. Ron Paul's new book is a pretty good introduction. It doesn't really cover the whole philosophy of liberty, but it addresses a lot of the very important issues that he was hitting in the campaign. So if you know someone who's new to liberty, I read that in one day, and I loved it. I thought it was a really good book. Some books on liberty can be a little bit dry, depending on if you don't like the intellectual stuff, and I thought that book was very down-to-earth and explained it in terms that got it across emotionally, not just on an intellectual level. So I'd recommend that new one, which is The Revolution, a Manifesto.
Very good. Yeah, I've heard nothing but good things about it, really.
Yeah, and by buying the book, you're helping keep it at I believe it was number one at one point on the bestseller list. So the more people are getting that book, the better it's going to do, and the more people are going to be exposed to it and read it. So it's almost like activism to buy a copy and read it for yourself.
Pretty easy activism, too, sure, yeah.
And supposedly there's at least the Ron Paul folks are hoping that there's going to be something big happen at the convention. I don't know what it's going to be or how it's going to happen or anything like that, but can't hurt to keep his name in the news up till then. When I first heard about it, I kind of felt dirty, you know, that he might be enterprising on his whole, book thing. But since then, I don't care.
So what? What's wrong with making a buck?
I don't mind that he's making a dollar. I'm just not that interested in buying it for myself.
Oh, me neither. I've read plenty of libertarian books. So, and, you know, I gave the campaign hundreds of dollars. I'm pretty much done with my contributions at this point. 800-259-9231, unless all of a sudden they start doing something phenomenal again, and I could get excited and send them some more money. But until then, we go to Miami Gardens, which is in Florida. A man who said he thought he was just helping a woman in need is now accused of running an illegal taxi service. Yes, Miami-Dade County's Consumer Services Department has slapped Roscoe O'Neill with $2,000 worth of fines, but Mr. O'Neill claims he's falsely accused. O'Neill says, "I ain't running nothing illegal." The 78-year-old said he was walking into a Winn-Dixie to get some groceries when he was approached by a woman who said she needed a ride. She asked me, "Do I do a service?" O'Neill said. I told her no. She said, "I need help getting home." O'Neill told the woman that if she was still there when he finished his shopping, he'd give her a ride. She was, so he did. As it turned out, the woman was an undercover employee with the Consumer Services Department targeting people providing illegal taxi services.
They're doing
criminals like this 78-year-old man.
They're doing jitney cab stings
in Miami Gardens.
Crazy. These people have nothing to do.
She said the reason she targeted him is because she saw him sitting in his car for a few minutes, according to O'Neill's attorney. After O'Neill dropped off the woman, police surrounded him, issued him two citations, and impounded his minivan.
Impounded his minivan. Now, you know that's not cheap to get back, right?
On top of the fees, it cost O'Neill an additional $400 to retrieve his minivan from the impound lot.
God.
There are no prior complaints that O'Neill was providing illegal transportation for a fee. Spokesbureaucrat for the Consumer Services Department.
He'll never get that $400 back, even if he gets these tickets dropped, and he'll never get that $400 back.
Yeah, I just love the name of the bureaucracy here, Consumer Services Department. Oh, I see. You're serving the consumer by taking competition off of the taking nice. First of all, he's not an illegal taxi. He's a nice old man who gave a ride to some chick.
Right.
That seemed like she needed some help. So even if he was a taxi, an underground taxi, a jitney cab.
Some disgusting bureaucrat stoolie is what she is.
Yeah, but even if he was a taxi, an underground taxi, you're not serving the consumers by taking them off the streets. You're not serving consumers by regulating them. Serving the consumers would be allowing the free marketplace to operate and allowing anybody who wanted to give anybody else a ride to give somebody a ride for money or no money or for trade or for whatever services they wanted to provide or be provided. That would be consumer service.
You know, if they were going to run this sting and they wanted to put somebody out there and if somebody came up to them and said, "Hey, lady, need a ride? I run a black market cab operation," then perhaps I could see this. But other than this, this is entrapment. This is absolutely entrapment.
O'Neill claims he was just being kind and providing a ride to a lady in need. According to the bureaucrat, she says, "There's all kinds of possibilities, but the fact of this particular case, what our enforcement officers witnessed, because we had several on the scene, plus a Miami-Dade police officer, and all the information came back the same, that this was a business transaction." O'Neill said he never even discussed money until the woman insisted upon it. She asked me, "How much you charging?" O'Neill said, and I said, "Anything you give me." She said, "No, I need a price." And so they got it. Illegal taxis.
It's crazy.
It's madness. The idea that anybody could sit out there and listen to this story and say, "Yeah, you show that guy. How dare he give that woman a ride without asking the government if he could first? How dare he give a woman who needs a ride home without going to some government bureaucracy and begging for a license?" Sending them hundreds of his hard-earned dollars. So, because I don't know, I don't know what a taxi license costs in Miami Gardens. I know in New York City, a taxi medallion is in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. So how dare he sidestep all of this this regulation's here meant to protect consumers.
This is true for everybody who's ever taken gas money from someone.
Yeah.
You violated this law. And, in most cases, it's not going to come up that you're going to get in trouble for this.
Yeah.
But it happened to Roscoe, and it could happen to you.
1-800-259-9231. First, they came for the jitney cabs. More on the way. You can take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, "I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious." The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month's supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
Thanks. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. Bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And those features include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, just go and download them for free. Right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. Once again, freetalklive.com. The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's better known as Porkfest. It's happening June 9th through the 15th, and at Porkfest, you'll be able to meet hundreds of individuals who, just like you, cherish liberty and are living the goal of liberty in our lifetime. Plus, you can listen to concerts, enjoy some barbecue, and socialize around the fire. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. Before we go on here, one, just a few more thoughts on this illegal cab sting story out of Miami Gardens, where a 78-year-old man who went to the grocery store was approached by a woman, said she needed a ride home. He decided to go ahead and give it to her. She demanded to know what it would cost once she got home. And he said, anything you give me. She said she needed a price. I guess he named one at that point. And then,
okay, give me $5.
Yeah, as he started to pull away, the police surrounded him. They gave him two summonses, apparently, or citations, rather, and impounded his minivan on the spot. 78-year-old man helped a lady get home. That's all he thought he was doing. And they claim it was an illegal taxi service. And I asked, sort of rhetorically, you know, is there anyone out there within the sound of our voices tonight who actually agrees with this action, besides the bureaucrats and besides the taxi companies?
It just doesn't seem like anyone could.
Well, the taxi companies and the bureaucrats, I mean, the bureaucrats make money off of enforcing these laws. And the taxi companies make money because they've paid their dues, right? The taxi companies have jumped through the licensing hoops. They've paid however many thousands of dollars it costs to be a taxi driver in Miami Gardens. And so they would be the only ones who'd really care about this, right? The idea that there would be a 78-year-old man, let's say he gave a ride to a dozen people a week, that he really was an underground taxi service. Well, they don't want unlicensed competition around because it's bad for the consumers, right?
Well, the idea is that what happens, you don't know what you're going to be dealing with. You call a cab, and they want to set the prices for cabs so that it's fair to consumers, right?
Mm.
That's the idea. That competition won't drive down the price of taxis, but in fact...
They'll all collude, and so therefore...
No, they'll trick you. So you get to the taxi, and you're a white guy in a business suit. They say, looks like a mark. It's $5 to get in to flip the meter, and then it's $5 for every quarter mile after that. And the guy says, "Well,
okay,
that's kind of steep." Okay. And
yeah, he said yes.
Rather than having, rather than people asking ahead of time, "What's it cost for when I call the taxi? What's it cost for the taxi?" Well, then they tell you the rate or whatever. This is to spare people who might get, say, picked up at the airport. They just hail a cab at the airport. And most airports have queues. And they have a person there that takes care of the taxis, you know, like a,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, a maitre d', let's call them. You can ask that person so that way it would have to actually be collusion between the taxi cab driver and the maitre d', who likely work for the same company, or the maitre d' could get a tip or that kind of thing. So it could happen. I'm just saying that at that point it gets a little more difficult. The idea is to protect those people.
Yeah, well, that's
no,
nonsense.
That's not the idea.
Right.
The idea is to protect the cab companies and protect them from competition.
Exactly.
Because
that's the public relations.
Right. That's the line they feed you. But I don't think even many of the maybe some of the bureaucrats they appoint, but the policymakers at the city level, I think they know pretty well that they might think there are some benefits to it, but largely I think they know that they're just creating a fixed market for the cab companies. And they probably have friends who...
A revenue stream for themselves.
Right.
They get medallions.
Right.
You know, The problem is what you're dealing with taxi cab drivers, I'm sorry, is you're not dealing with the highest, most ethical people on
the planet.
You
used to be a cabbie.
I did. And I worked with these people, and I know the conditions. And
yeah, I've known a few cabbies.
So therefore, what you're dealing with is you're dealing with the people are trying to be protected against this. Do I think that it makes sense in most towns? Absolutely not. In most towns, in pretty much any town USA, you don't hail a cab.
You call
a cab.
Yeah.
If you don't have the common sense while you're standing at the phone to call two taxi cab companies and ask, what are your rates?
Right.
Then you deserve whatever screwing you get.
That's how the marketplace works, man. If you do not caveat emptor, buyer beware, if you don't pay attention, if you're not a good consumer, you're going to get jacked.
But since they do it in New York City, they can get away with it anywhere.
Mm.
Do you understand? Because New York City sets the precedent. When you think of taxi cab companies, when you think of taxis, you think of on TV watching somebody hail a cab in downtown Manhattan, right? That's what comes to people's mind. They don't think of how it's done everywhere else, which is picking up the phone and saying, hey, I need a ride.
So 800-259-9231. I agree completely with Nick that taxicab regulation is nothing more than a protection racket for the existing taxicab companies, just as plumbing regulation and licensing is a protection racket for plumbers. The haircut licensing is a protection racket for hairdressers, and so on and so forth.
Right.
That's
and
all it is.
The city or state or whoever's making the regulations benefits from the licensing fees, so
sure.
Everybody's happy except for the little guy who wants to get in and can't afford those fees. The big companies are in the market already. They're protected from competition, so their profit margins are way up, and they don't mind paying all the licensing fees because they're guaranteed a steady income stream.
Sure.
Why in the world wouldn't you want to pay licensing fees if you can keep your competition
out?
And who wants that?
Yep.
Well, the consumer wants it.
That's how it works. That's why this stuff and the story from Miami Gardens is the inevitable result. This is the ugly underside of licensing that most people don't see. When they look in the phone book and they see the license, you know, you're looking at plumbers, it says license number, so it's, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that way, well, the plumber knows what he's doing. He's been licensed. And that's kind of the mentality that people have when it comes to licenses. And that's an okay mentality. If it were certifications, that would make sense. It would mean this person has passed a certain test, that they've gone above and beyond the call of duty, they've been certified with this particular stamp of approval. But the problem with licensing, the difference between licensing and certification is completely voluntary in that if you choose to not be certified, if you choose to not go to the taxicab certification company and get their seal of approval, in a free market environment, you can still drive people around. That's your business and your choice and their choice for getting into your cab if they haven't seen any logos or Better Business Bureau or whatever it is that you're registered with, to show that you're more legitimate than the other guy. In a voluntary society, you can choose, you can make those choices without having to worry about some undercover cop coming up to you while you're in your car asking for a ride and then getting your car stolen from you and being cited for various different crimes.
That's all it is there's, you know, protectionism and stealing cars.
If you want to protect consumers from unscrupulous business people, then what you should be doing is an education campaign. You shouldn't be out there threatening people for doing business in a different way than you would have them do business. You should get out there and buy some advertising, appear on some radio or TV shows, and talk about the issue of cabbies ripping people off.
Use the Mark Edge Cab Company. All of our rates are posted right on our windows.
800-259-9231. Bring up what you want. Jim in Ohio coming up. Your calls as well. Plus, the largest immigration raid in one state's history on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen. Ron Paul has not quit the race and is going stronger than ever. Since our last ad, Ron Paul delegates have won major victories in Missouri, Nevada, Texas, Alaska, Colorado, Louisiana, South Dakota, Minnesota, Florida, and many others. Many do not understand how the election process works. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. Ron Paul has a plan, and he wants you to become a delegate, which are first voted in county, state, and then the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win to find out more on how you can become a Ron Paul delegate in your area. That's ronpaulflags.com. Remember, buying a Ron Paul flag will keep these important ads on the air. So stand your ground. Go for the win and fly a Ron Paul flag today. Or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526. Buy a Ron Paul flag today.
Cartivite is probably the most misunderstood supplement today. Cartivite is packed full of vitamins at cell level to help your whole body function like it used to. Today's diet is lacking in the trace minerals and nutrients our body needs to maintain our good health. Get the toxins and heavy metals out and allow your body to do the job God intended. Made for the heart, Cartivite helps in so many other ways. So order your 4-month special of either the capsules or tincture for just $125 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. That toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. Cartivite, circulation for life.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, it's your show. You bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. They include the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have taken their validated photo, sent it to us to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. See what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Are you thinking about starting a business? Here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that can wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents, patents, wills, trademarks. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order. That's LegalZoom.com.
We continue here with your phone calls. Go to Jim in Ohio, listening on WAIS. Hello, Jim.
Yeah, that was a pretty interesting subject. I was wondering if... like during the winter, somebody got stuck in the snow, and yeah, got this four-wheel drive, and you pull them out, and you charge them $10 to do so.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, that could be an illegal hauling service or whatever.
I'm sure that the tow trucks have their own little protection scam going on too.
Yep.
You know that that could happen too. Another subject.
Okay.
Did you shoot down a caller the other day on chemtrails?
Yes.
Yeah. Listen, I was not in a good mood, not really interested in debating the issue at this point. What'd you have to say about it?
Well, they are real. And I'm in Southeast
Ohio.
Because
you said so, right?
And starting about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you could see them coming.
Okay, so are they poisoning you, are they modifying the weather, or are they controlling your mind? Which of the three?
Ooh. Well, it could be all of the above. I'm going to say at the minimum, controlling the weather. Might I urge people to look at the Weather Channel for the past 3 hours, satellite over Ohio, from Toledo to Parkersburg. That is a clear shot of weather modification.
So what are you going to do about it?
Be an activist.
What's that mean?
Well, that means informing other people.
Uh-huh.
And
with what goal?
To get it stopped.
How's that going to happen exactly?
I'm not really sure myself.
You got to have a plan if you if you want to reach your goal, you probably should put some ideas together as far as
okay.
You know, it's a nice goal. If
idea.
What you say is true,
I have an idea.
What's up?
Anybody who ever looks at the sky and sees a plane go by that leaves a trail and it spreads out, could be a witness in a class action lawsuit.
Okay.
Right?
So you're going to do what exactly? You're going to sue the federal government and pay, if presuming you win, you'll then fleece the taxpayers, which is you. So you'll fleece yourself to pay yourself for the things that they did to you, allegedly.
Well, seems a little circular. Who gets it to stop, actually.
I see. Okay, so you're not looking for damages. You just want them to stop. Okay, how are you going to know they've stopped?
Observation.
So, well, you claim that because
just as I observe, just as I observe it happening.
Right, but you don't actually have any evidence of anything.
Oh,
you just see stuff in the sky and you believe something about what you see. So you don't really actually have any proof of anything.
I do, really.
You do?
I do.
What kind of proof?
I got photos of a...
Photos?
I do. I have a photos of a the same plane making two 360-degree turns. And each of those turns, he left a 180-degree arc.
They do that. That's what planes do. They do fly holding patterns and they do vent exhaust at different times.
Yeah. Right. So then what happened? Right. Did it rain? Did it snow? Did it hail? What happened after he did that little loop-de-loop?
It spread out.
Yeah, but what happened to the weather? You said they're changing the weather.
At the minimum.
What is the purpose of the... First of all, you didn't answer my question. What happened to the weather? Secondly, what is the purpose of changing the weather?
I'm not really sure of the
whole game
plan. Why
is this so... I mean, if all they're doing is just making it rain versus making the sunshine, then why is this so diabolical and why should it be stopped? Who cares?
Well,
if that's all they're doing... What?
If you block out the sun, then don't you then reduce global warming, which is a fraud in itself?
Okay, I guess. You think that's what they're trying to do?
Scientifically speaking, I really don't even see how you propose that putting chemicals into the air causes it to rain. I mean, you can see clouds, but you can't just put, you can't make rain magically appear. There's a lot of water that requires.
What does salt do?
It can salt clouds.
Do?
If there are clouds there, it can force water out of them. But generally what I've heard from chemtrail people is that there are chemtrails and then clouds appear.
Rain. What if you make it not rain? What
then
if you
it
soak
doesn't
it up
rain?
And carry it on?
Well, I don't really see what the end game is in making it not rain in a particular city on a particular day.
What if there's a big drought in an area?
Then there's
no drought growing.
Are you claiming that all weather patterns are controlled by the government or whoever sprays these chemtrails? Because even if you're claiming that chemtrails are there, there's weather that happens. Weather has happened for a long time, so it happens without the chemtrails, even if you're supposing that the chemtrails...
I don't think Delta's doing it, so I think we could probably all agree that it's got to be the government.
Well, I flew in the last week, and I didn't see anything on Continental that made me think that they were spraying chemicals.
So
where are we now? So you believe, you believe, based on your simple observations, that they are attempting to change the weather with some sort of chemicals, and as you say,
this belief is not unusual.
Clouds are mostly, clouds are water, and so they're probably not dumping water out of those airplanes.
Well, where's all the water for the clouds coming? I can understand you can seed clouds. I mean, that's possible.
But you have to have clouds to seed.
Right, and I mean, contrails, which are the exhaust from the planes, do spread out. Because there are winds at those high altitudes, and the exhaust spreads out. So when you see that happen, that's what happens with regular exhaust from the aircraft engine.
So let me see if I've got this straight, Jim.
Yes, it does.
Let me see if I've got this straight. You're going to go and file a lawsuit against.
I'm making the suggestion that somebody who has the ability to do this.
Anyone can file a lawsuit, Jim. You can go and file a lawsuit against the federal government for trying to change the weather, right? So who's the victim there exactly?
Who's the victim?
Yeah.
The people who are trying to grow crops when it doesn't rain.
But
you're saying they're preventing rain? I thought you said they were trying to cover up the sky with clouds. You have to have a straight story, first of all. If you're going to go into court, you at least need to have a straight claim and not contradict yourself when you're up on the stand. So you should make up your mind.
If the mixture that comes out spreads out and soaks up the rain, then
soaks
you
up the
don't
rain?
Have rain.
So you're saying that you're going to stop... You're saying that rain clouds are in the sky, they then seed the clouds and then make the water disappear with a chemical? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying it gets carried on.
What gets carried on?
The rain clouds. the moisture in the clouds.
Do you really believe this crap, Jim? Really,
oh,
I want to know. Are you pulling our chain on this one?
No, I'm not.
Don't you just have something better to do with your time? Maybe some video games to play, maybe some TV to watch, a few beers to drink, sit out. Maybe just.
I don't do that.
What do you do for fun besides look up at the sky and get paranoid, Jim?
Well, I do mow a lot.
You mow lawns?
To look at the sky probably a lot more than a person sitting in a radio station.
Yeah, you should probably get, you know, maybe an inside job or something like that. Go flip some burgers.
I'm convinced that the government would try to modify the weather. Whether they would be successful or not, I'm really skeptical because they screw up everything
they
do.
Who's to say that it would be harmful?
Are you skeptical that our government wouldn't do that or that any nation of this world has already done it?
I'm reasonably sure that our government has tried to change the weather, and they may very well have a program where they fly planes in the sky and try to change the weather.
Absolutely.
I don't think that there is any country besides the United States flying over our airspace changing the weather.
You're a believer in this, Mark?
I'm saying that they... Do you think the government would try to change the weather, Ian?
I think there are some people that might try to do that.
I think it's unfeasible to do it on a large scale.
I don't... Maybe they're conducting experiments into the weather.
They very well may be doing
weather. I don't think there's much
experiment.
One can do about it. If they're trying to make it rain, they make it rain. Or they don't. Or they succeed or fail. If they're trying to make it not rain, then they succeed or fail. I don't think that they're poisoning us, at least not intentionally. Perhaps the stuff they're using to change the weather might be poison. I certainly don't like the idea.
Do you agree that they should inform us if they do so?
What's that?
Do you think they should inform you of anything?
I think that everybody who works for the federal government, from the president on down to the lowest male person, should pound salt in their butt.
Yeah, I think you should just not pay them. How about that? Are you doing that, Jim?
They pay me, actually.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
The election cycle draws near, and we don't have much time left. If the American people truly hope to make a change in Washington, then we must act now with a cohesive plan for taking back our government. Washington, You're Fired is a new patriotic documentary from the director of Beyond Treason. The video is the result of a 2-year endeavor to assemble a video tool for engaging, educating, and motivating the American people to climb back into the driver's seat of Congress. Washington, You're Fired lays out the last 7 years of fundamentally flawed terror-related spy bills in a linear fashion that no one has ever constructed before. The resulting shift in our governmental power structure leaves the American people with only two choices: be a part of the problem or be a part of the solution. Washington, You're Fired is being described as the best patriotic video since Freedom to Fascism, and we want you to get a copy and share it with your friends. We invite you to make the change. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Visit TakeBackWashington.com.
It's no secret that for the past 7 years, the Balance Bracelet has been one of the hottest products around. You've seen the Balance Bracelet on the wrists of golf professionals, athletes, and people from all walks of life. The Balance Bracelet not only looks good, it performs beyond most people's expectations. Many people say that it gives them a whole new outlook on life. Ask someone who wears one, or better yet, try one for yourself. The silver band with gold terminals is still the most popular and a bestseller. The Balance Bracelet has no magnets, but is ionized in such a way that wearers are so delighted they refuse to ever take theirs off. We're so confident that it comes with a lifetime guarantee. If you ever have a problem with your bracelet, we will replace it or repair it. Call 800-224-8912. That's 800-224-8912, or go to balancebracelet.com and use coupon code GCN and receive a 5% discount. Balancebracelet.com. Look good, feel great. Offer not available in California.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line in here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. If you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then we invite you to go and shop with us at the Free Talk Live store. Just go to store.freetalklive.com and order all kinds of great Free Talk Live branded merchandise like T-shirts, hats, hoodies, and more. All that is at store.freetalklive.com. So we continue your calls. Gene in Mississippi. You're on Free Talk Live. Gene, the Christian Anarchist. Hello.
Well, I want to say congratulations to all the cult members of the Church of Belief in United States Government.
What do you mean?
For well, the way they are persecuting people who want to make a living driving driving people around.
Oh, referring to the story earlier with a 78-year-old man wasn't arrested, but he did have his minivan stolen from him and was cited twice for giving a young lady a ride home.
I want to congratulate them because they have stooped to the exact same tactics used by the cult members that believe in the Church of the Government of the People's Republic of China. Because those cult members do the exact same thing. They find the drivers, because whenever we're in China, we always use black market taxi cab drivers.
Nice.
Guy who's become a very close friend of our family, and He's just a family man. He's trying to feed his family and take care of them, and he's not a burden to anyone. He drives people around and collects some money. Big deal. They do the exact same thing over there. They find the heck out of you if they catch you, and they steal your vehicle. So, congratulations, you cult members. You're just like all the other cult members.
Just a gang. That's all they are. It's just a big gang.
I don't blame the government. I don't point the finger at government because there is no government. There's only cult members, and it's the cult members who are doing this. It's not the government.
So the cult members are people that believe in the idea of government, basically.
That's right. All you cult members, just pat yourself on the back and worship your cult and just realize that that's what you are. Please don't try and say that somebody else is doing it.
The cult of the omnipotent state, the cult of government.
That's right. So,
very good, Gene.
Just wanted to congratulate you. Oh, and the other day when I was talking to you about candies, I told you about those ice cubes that were so delicious.
Yeah, the chocolate candies.
It turns out they're from Germany, and I had to go online and order them after that. So I just got them today in the mail, and they are delicious.
They're as good as you remembered them. Excellent, Gene. Thanks for the
absolutely.
Call tonight, dude. Appreciate it as always. 800-259-9231. Speaking of Europe, we go to Christopher calling from France. You're on Free Talk Live, Christopher.
Yes, hello, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I'm calling in because I heard the last caller, not the last caller, the previous caller, was talking about chemtrails, and
you guys
slammed him down. You slammed him down like you were pro wrestlers.
Well, and we spent an entire segment with the guy. I mean, it's not like we tore him up and threw away his call.
Right, we didn't say, you're a crackpot, get the hell off our phones.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you listening to him, but I really think you guys are out to lunch. I mean,
what do you mean?
Well, I just think you just are slamming people for stuff that's been scientifically researched heavily, and you know, I feel sorry for you, because you know, I feel sorry for anybody who denies truthful scientific research. So I'm just calling you to tell you I'm very sorry for you, and I'm very sorry for all the callers who call in and get slammed like
that
guy did.
Well, I'm sorry for people like you who get...
I'm sorry for people like you who
call in to radio shows because you have nothing better to do with your time, because all you do is you sit around and you look at this conspiracy garbage on the Internet with all of your free time sitting in your mother's basement or whatever. You sit there and you surf through these websites that you believe are scientific. First of all, I have done a little bit of research into this, and it's nonsense. The websites that support and proclaim the chemtrail conspiracy are a bunch of crackpot, rambling, nutjob websites. There's not a damn one out there that has anything to do with science or has any sort of respect in any scientific community of any sort. Oh, you're probably going to tell me that it's the evil NWO conspiracy that's keeping them out of the scientific communities or whatever tale you're going to spin. But I feel sorry for people that are obsessed with conspiracy theory like that, to where it overwhelms them, that to the point where they're so afraid, so frightened of this omnipotent state, this government that they believe is so powerful and so evil, you become so frightened by it that all you can do is look up at the sky and tremble in fear whenever you see a plane, you know, fly over your head and leave a trail behind it, a contrail, which is what all planes, depending on atmospheric conditions, are pretty much able to create. So the idea that you see that happen and you get paranoid about being poisoned or the weather being changed and you feel like you have to call up the radio shows of America to spread the word about this so you can fight the cause. And as our last, or the guy two calls ago said, he didn't really know what he was going to do about it. And then when pressed, he decided he'd sue the government in order to get them to stop spraying this stuff, which, good luck to you on that one.
Well,
pal.
And the government openly admits many forms of pollution it creates. The Department of Defense creates a lot of pollution,
good
and
point.
They poison plenty of American citizens, and they admit it openly. So
right.
I think that it's basically chemtrails, I think, are a crackpot theory, and there isn't science behind them. But even if I did believe in them, it wouldn't be where I would focus, because there is no way you can prove it. There's no way, even if you could prove it was happening, that it was necessarily causing harm. And there's plenty of stuff the government does with chemicals. I mean, keep it specific to what the government does poisoning you. That's open. It's not even a secret. It's an open fact that they, you know, they test chemical weapons. They do all kinds of things that create pollution, and they're not held accountable as a private industry.
They never have been.
But you don't hear these conspiracy callers focusing on something that they could actually change. They're focusing on chemtrails, which probably don't exist. I'm pretty sure they don't exist. And I'm not saying that people have poor motivations when they look into this stuff, but I almost feel that many people, and not everybody, many people who look into these conspiracy theories are doing it because somewhere in there, they know they're never going to have to do anything to actually confront it. It's just a theory they can have, and they can believe that the government's evil, but it's not like they actually have to do any activism. It's something
what
they'll never confront because it doesn't exist.
Right. Well, and even if it was true, what could you do about it? Well, first of all, if you believe it's for weather modification, then I don't think your lawsuit's going to be too successful, because you're not going to show that they've harmed anybody. And as you said, the government never punishes itself anyway. If it's for poisoning people, which is what some of the other people claim, it depends. You know, the chemtrail belief system varies depending on who you're talking to. Some believe they're being poisoned. Okay, well, you could walk around with a gas mask on, I suppose, or never leave mom's basement, and maybe, you know, you'd be okay then. But otherwise, you pretty much have to run life as normal. You have to go to work, and you have to go and you do things. You could kill yourself, and then, you know, your problems would be solved.
I wonder, like, what's the difference between chemtrails and contrails?
One of them is allegedly dropping chemicals. The other is the natural byproduct of...
Right, but observationally, what's the difference? What can you see?
They say that they, you know, they spread out, they cause a haze in the upper atmosphere, which to some extent happens with a regular contrail.
Well, that's where science has been looked, and the fact is that they are consistent with contrails. All of it's the same.
Right.
Well, they'll tell you differently. They'll tell you you're looking at the wrong studies.
No, that's, yeah, they're looking at exhaust from aircraft, and they believe that because exhaust spreads out in the jet stream, which is blowing at a very high, the winds in the upper atmosphere where jets are flying are very high. And it's very cold. Things are going to spread out. It's water vapor and exhaust fumes. It spreads out. It creates a haze. I mean, it's just, it's nonsense. It's They're looking
at one
thing.
You're just a gatekeeper for the NWO.
I don't know what incentive I have to protect their weather modification.
Well, they believe the conspiracy crowd, if they hear you talking out against their belief system, they will automatically ascribe to you being paid off by the mass media conspiracy.
Or they call you crazy, like that last caller, and they say that, you know, you're delusional because you don't believe
I'm ignoring all the science, right?
Well, you don't believe
that. But it's not all the science. It's their science. There's other science going the other direction.
They
don't have science.
The Discovery Channel program's best evidence tested commercial jet fuel during an episode entitled Chemical Contrails in 2007 found no significant traces of aluminum or sulfur.
Well, that's owned by the NWO, Mark. It's owned by the mass media conspiracy. The Time Warners of America, the Ted Turners, they're suppressing the evidence. That's not science. It's only science when you go to crackpot.com and you scroll down a 25-page long rambling just essay about just nonsense. That's science, because that's the only. If you go out and look at all the chemtrail sites and find one that's just not some nut job rambling on the internet. His revealing photos.
Well, and you can't really confront that kind of reasoning with logic most of the time, because even if it's pretty obvious that, yes, there's a few crackpot websites that say this, and there's the rest of the scientific establishment that says they're just contrails from aircraft, and they don't want to believe it, and they won't believe it. I mean, it's
right, and that's,
it's just
that's
craziness.
It's one way or the other, you're choosing your side. And I'm not going to claim to know one way or the other. I think that the government would likely want to control the weather.
I choose the side of not giving a damn about it, because there's nothing I can do. I can only live my life as best as possible.
I'm there.
And help bring other people to understand liberty and live as free as they possibly can as well. Hour 2's coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. If you're